AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has spoken with the Prime Minister of Qatar, a key mediator in ceasefire talks for Gaza. Blinken also said the U.S. would keep working to ensure a deal is reached in the 10-month war. This comes after Iran's Parliamentary Revolutionary Guard says Hamas's leader Ismail Haniyeh has been assassinated in Tehran. Israel has a long history of targeted killings.
A pair of strikes on militant leaders in Beirut and Tehran has escalated tensions in a region already on edge and adds to a long list of targeted killings attributed to Israel. Hamas says Israel is behind the assassination of its supreme leader Ismail Haniyeh in Iran's capital, although there's been no acknowledgement so far from Israel, while Israel has claimed responsibility for a strike on Fuad Shukr, a top Hezbollah commander in Beirut, that the military said killed him. Both strikes threaten to drag the region into a broader conflagration after nearly 10 months of war in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Carrie Lake won the GOP primary for a closely watched Arizona Senate race. Here she is accepting the nomination.
President Trump, I've got your six. I've got it. Arizona, I stand before you today to officially accept your nomination as the Republican candidate for the United States Senate from the great state of Arizona.
Woo! Lake will face Democratic U.S. Representative Ruben Gallego in November for a seat that could be crucial to deciding Senate control. Boeing has a new CEO. The company said Wednesday that aerospace industry veteran Robert Kelly Ortberg will take over as new CEO next week, as it reports a loss of more than $1.4 billion in the second quarter. This is AP News. Delta CEO Ed Bastian says the airline is facing $500 million in costs for the global technology breakdown this month. Speaking on CNBC, Bastian said that the monetary amount represents lost revenue as well as the tens of millions of dollars per day in compensation and hotels for the five-day period. Big tech rebounds and oil prices rally in a frenetic start for financial markets.
U.S. stocks jumped in morning trading on Wednesday, driven by solid gains for big technology companies. The S&P 500 rose 1.3%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 27 points, and the Nasdaq Composite surged 2%. Oil prices jumped after the death of Hamas's political leader raised worries about the flow of crude oil. The yen strengthened after the Bank of Japan raised its benchmark interest rate. Treasury yields eased a bit ahead of a decision on rates by the Federal Reserve coming in the afternoon. Damian Troisi, New York.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.